Nolte, teacher charged with locking son in car to prevent COVID exposure. By John Nolte on January 8, 2022. Texas teacher Sarah Beam has been charged with locking her son in the trunk of her car to protect herself from catching the coronavirus. The woman faces a charge of child endangerment after she arrived at a COVID-19 testing site with a 13-year-old boy in the back of the vehicle, according to an arrest warrant filed Wednesday, reports far-left NBC News. This alleged lunatic is a high school English teacher. According to authorities, she drove into a drive-thru COVID testing station in Houston on Monday and told the people her son was locked in the trunk in order to protect herself from getting infected. Earlier, he had tested positive with the China flu. So she was bringing him back for additional testing. According to the warrant, the staffer asked to see the boy. And sure enough, Mom of the Year opened the trunk, and the poor kid was lying inside. The staffer reportedly told her to put the kid in the back seat and then called 911. As a result, the mother has been placed on administrative leave at her school and an arrest warrant for child endangerment has been issued. She is not yet in custody. With all the caveats about innocent until proven guilty and all that, here's another look at one of the hysterical morons who have control of your children all day, every day, for 10 months a year in our rotted and corrupt public school system. Do you have any idea how dangerous it is to put someone in the trunk of a car? One exhaust leak and that poor kid is dead in 10 minutes. Someone rear-ends you going just 25 miles per hour. Need I go on? Not to mention the psychological cruelty of having your own mother treat you worse than any decent person would treat an animal. I'll bet you dollars to dimes this woman is triple vaccinated. On top of that, she's also only 42 years old. This means she has almost nothing to worry about from the China flu. And yet, it seems pretty safe to guess that a toxic combination of teachers' union propaganda and corporate media propaganda have twisted her into a full-blown hysteric, one willing to abuse her own child. Assuming the reports are accurate, apparently, there's video footage of the kid exiting the trunk. Was she really that scared of catching the China flu? Or was she just worried about her social standing within her peer group? Among the left, if you catch COVID, you must have done something wrong. You must have somehow violated the tenets of the faith of Fauci. Teachers are the worst. The very worst. If she locked this kid in a trunk, you have to wonder what hellscape his life was like at home. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.